Morning Ireland, it's 8:51. The former Kilkenny hurler DJ Carey will be sentenced today for defrauding 13 people by pretending he had cancer and was seeking money for treatment. The five-time All-Ireland winner will, with an address at Newtown Maynooth in County Kildare, pleaded guilty last July before he was due to stand trial at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court. We're joined now by journalist Emer Niamh Rainon, the author of an upcoming book on the DJ Carey case. Emer, good morning. Can you give us the background to this case?
Thanks, Justin. As you outlined there, DJ Carey, he was one of Ireland's most iconic sportsmen. He was at the height of his fame in the 1990s when he didn't need a surname, and around Celtic Tiger time in Ireland as well. Many knew him for his hurling, his five All-Irelands and his All-Star awards as well. However, in July of this year, earlier in the summer, he pleaded guilty to 10 of the 21 charges he faced on defrauding people out of money, pretending that he had cancer, saying he needed the money for treatment abroad. He was due to stand trial that day on the 2nd of July, but the court heard it wouldn't go ahead and that Carey would be entering guilty pleas for the 10 counts. He spoke himself in court on the day, only uttering the word guilty 10 times when each count was put to him. It involves 13 complainants, including the businessman Dennis O'Brien, the former All-Star Clare hurler Tony Griffin, but there were others as well. And more specifically, he admitted on the day that he had dishonestly, by deception, induced the complainants to make monetary payments after fraudulently claiming to have cancer. We didn't hear the amounts of money involved on that day, but the period spanned from 2014 to 2022. And he was remanded on continuing bail until today. There was some issues brought up on the last day about a heart complaint which required surgery last summer. The court was told that there were genuine health issues there.
What's going to happen then today, Emer?
Well, today we're awaiting this sentencing hearing. It's due to take place in the Courts of Criminal Justice building in courtroom number 5 before Judge Martin Nolan. It's Dublin Circuit Criminal Court. It could take about an hour and a half, and it's expected that the court will be given victim impact statements. The most high profile is expected to come from Dennis O'Brien, but there may also be character references heard for DJ Carey. The judge could give his sentence today, or he could adjourn. And the potential penalties here, the charges are contrary to the Criminal Justice Act. So the maximum sentence, depending on the section of the Act, can be between either 5 or 10 years in prison. So the judge has to take into consideration a number of things, including the seriousness of the offence, the amount of money involved, which was not previously mentioned in court. And also the judge can then take into account the mitigating or the excusing factors, the medical reports, for instance, the guilty plea. In this case, we know he pleaded guilty to 10 counts of deception, and the maximum sentence for one of these charges is 5 years in prison.
Emer, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Emer Niamh Rainon, the author of an upcoming book on the DJ Carey case, looking ahead to that case at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court later on today.